Hello, this is Bob Gray Sr. Welcome to the Ministry Moments podcast. Hello, this is Bob Gray Sr. Welcome to Ministry Moments, 3 o'clock Central Time every Friday. Lord willing, we'll come to you live on Ministry Moments. You can go to Ministry Moments YouTube and subscribe. That way you'll get this every week of the world, Lord willing. And then also, I think it'd be better if you went to solvechurchproblems.com because there's so much more material there that'll be of help to you. But, so you can go to solvechurchproblems.com and subscribe. That way you'll have available to you a lot of myriad of things that'll be of help to you. Today on Ministry Moments, I want to talk to you about miracle offerings. Miracle offerings. I've known some great men who have accomplished great things, but they were able to do it because their people were willing to give, and it made a difference in the ministry. Let me tell you how this basically got started here at Longview Baptist Temple. What happened was when I came here, I inherited a bonding program. I'm not opposed to bonding programs, but every week you had to sink what's called a sinking fund. You had to put money in a sinking fund so that each spring and each fall, the bonds that would come due throughout the years, you give the principal plus the interest and pay off that bond. So that was in the spring or the fall. When I came here in 1980, I was excited and still excited, but I went to pastor school in 1981. And had a split while I was gone. And the financial lady got on the Rolodex and called all members, said to start church across town. And they did. So as a result of that, financially, boy, we were really hit in the hip pocket. There was an $8,000 budget that brought in first week, $2,250. And offerings we had been about 9,000 a week back in those early days. But the people, I guess, one guy said, we don't want a Hiles puppet here. So many things. They wrote a letter to Brother Hiles. Brother Hiles told me when I preached with him at Pine Bluff. He said, got a letter from some of your men. I said, you did? He said, yeah. I said, they want to pay my ticket to fly down and have you straighten me out. The word straighten me out. And there was 89 men signed that letter. Good grief. What a start, huh? And I said, well, what'd you tell him? He said, I wrote him back. Said, sounds to me like he's doing a good job. God bless him for his loyalty. But anyway, as a result of that, I didn't have the money coming in each week to take care of the spring sinking fund amount that came due and the fall sinking amount that came due, the principal and interest to those people had dated, their bonds were dated out to 15 years. So I said, what in the world am I going to do? Well, that spring, I said, we're going to have what I call a give it all. We're going to have that in order to pay up that sinking fund. It's $20,000 we needed. And so, boy, God bless. And we barely got it, but we got the money and we put it in that sinking fund. But we still had the same problem the next week because we still didn't have enough money coming in or to put it in that sinking fund. And fall was coming fast. So I did the same thing again. I had another, what I called a give it all. Brother House called it one time a whole hog Sunday, Trade Places with God Sunday. He had his early days in the 70s. He had several things that he did. So I kind of played off of that and came up with the idea of a give it all for the fall. Whew, we just barely got that money in and took care of that sinking fund. So I decided that we've got to do something about this. And I don't know. I don't remember the years. My wife's good with dates. I'm terrible with dates and numbers. But a few years later, I decided to pay all the bonds off. Pay them off. $200,000 was out due on the bonds to come. I said, this is it. We've got to raise a miracle offering. And we did. And we, on a Sunday night, burnt all the way, had big barrels outside. And we went out, celebrated. We burned all those bonds up. We paid every one of them off. And we raised, if you can believe this, with the small crowd we had at the time, $200,000, and people just were, it was a sacrificial gift that they were giving. And through the years, we continued that give it all to not pay for debt, but to buy buses. We bought 22 buses one time, cash, paid cash, air conditioners, paid cash. So when there was a need, then we raised the money and the people responded throughout. I mean, God bless those dear people. We built buildings. We've done a lot of things since I first got there in 1980. Great, but it wasn't because of me, it was because of the good people. So let me give you the thought now behind this matter of miracle offerings, because sooner or later, if you've got a growing church, you're going to have to face this. You're going to have a lot of cash in order to be able to do what you want to do. So let me give you some thoughts. Number one, there must be a need, not a want. Now, you can pay for a dead horse once, but you're not going to pay for it twice or three times. People are not going to rally to it. So this has to be a need, not a want. If the parking lot's falling apart, that's a need. That's not a want. Air conditioner's gone out. That's a need, not a want. All of a sudden, you got buses that are not passing inspection. You got to do something. You're in this thing. You're in the bus mission, not about to back out. So you got to have a miracle offering for that. So there must be a need, not a want. That's very important. You can only pay for a dead horse once. Now, I'm talking about debt. Now, if you do that and you come back again and they do it again, they're being awfully kind, but you can't keep that up. They're saying you don't have your house in order, is what they're saying. It's gonna bother them. All right, so number one, there must be a need, not a want. Number two, pastor should commit first. My wife and I always committed first. We committed what we were sacrificial giving, we were going to give. Now, here's how we would do it. We'd do it on a Wednesday night. I would go, okay, here's the way it went. The pastor has got to give sacrificially first. The staff has got to give sacrificially second. The deacons have got to give sacrificially third. And then on a Wednesday night, you go to the teachers and workers meeting, the leadership meeting. And then they commit. You got it so far? The pastor, the staff, the deacons, and then the leadership, the Sunday school teachers, superintendents, bus division, so on. They commit. All right. Then I would go downstairs. After I got all those commitments, I would go downstairs and go to the Wednesday night congregation. That's the heart. And those are the ones that are sold out for what you're doing. They're excited about what you're doing. So then I would get that Wednesday night crowd to commit. Then I would go to the Sunday morning crowd to get them to commit. I would print thousands of commitment cards. Man, I'd say, if you turned your commitment card in, would you stand? If you have your commitment card with you, I actually asked them to put it in their Bible, would you stand? All right, ushers, pass those out to everybody who's seated. So I've got my Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. I'm going to hit the ones that missed some of this, but that's the order I'm going to do it. So here's the order. If you want to have a miracle offering, pastor's got to be sacrificial in his giving. The staff has to be sacrificial in their giving. You got to sell them on it. It's crucial. Then the deacons have got to give sacrificially. Then the leadership's got to give. And then you go to your Wednesday night, your heart of the crowd, and get them to commit. And then by then, I know how short I am of my goal of whatever I'm trying to, if I'm trying to raise $20,000, $100,000, $200,000. I know what I've got to work on. Okay. Now, it's important then that you have a 6-week window here. You've got to have a 6-week window. If you want to decorate, my wife would laugh and she'd come in, all the decorations are up. She'd say, he wants money. He's got decorations up. So, but decorate the auditorium, have a theme, have a Bible verse, have a theme. And put it up there, decorate it, but you got to have at least a 6, maybe an 8-week window leading up to that give it all Sunday, to that victory Sunday. You've got to, because you're going to have to teach on it, you're going to have to inspire, you're going to have to motivate, and keep passing those cards out. People are not involved, they've got to get involved. Like, give something sacrificial this time, all right? So we start with the preacher, the pastor, and his wife and family. We go then to the staff, paid and volunteer, leadership. Then we go, we go to the deacons. And then we go to the paid and volunteer staff. So you got the pastor first. You go to the staff, sacrificial giving staff. You go to the deacons, sacrificial giving. Then you go to the leadership, sacrificial giving. And then number five, you go to the Wednesday night crowd, the heart of your church, sacrificial giving. Then you go to the Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Keep doing it. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. And just keep doing it. Keep doing it until they turn their cards in. That's the goal. If they don't, they'll hand them another card and pray about it. Everybody needs to participate in order to be able to hit the goal. Now, again, you have to have a 6 to 8 week window in order for this to build to where it will work. Now, don't be ridiculous in what you're doing, but have a solid need and have a solid goal. This isn't about banking money or surplus money. This is about taking care of a need that we have as a church. Decorate and promote. Very important. Decorate and promote. Have all commitment cards to give out in every service. Every service. If you've turned it in, would you stand, please? Towards the end, that's what I would do. If you've turned it in, would you stand? Okay, I'll just pass them out to everybody who's seated. They haven't turned them in yet, so they must have lost their card, right? So you pass it out to them. Now, this will, again, it's based on a need, not a want. This is not paying for a dead horse. This is not paying for debt. Now, you can do that once or twice. Boy, after a while, they're going to be wondering, do you know what you're doing? And they're going to question. So you're going to have to be very careful that it's a need, and everybody understands it's a need. It's obvious to everybody as they look, it's a need. We've got to do it. When it's 108 degrees out and the air conditioners aren't working, you know that there's a need. So talking about miracle offerings, it has to be a need, not a want. The pastor and his family sacrificially giving. The paid and volunteer staff, sacrificially giving. The deacons, sacrificially giving. The Wednesday night congregation, sacrificially giving. And then you want to go over it again, promote, decorate, and then pass out the cards to the Wednesday night congregation. Then start the next Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Now you've got to have a 6 to 8 week window in order to keep the need in front of the people. And I think you'll find that it'll work. When I first came to Longview, question and answer. I was candidate. One guy said, you know, we have a rule here. If you work at the cannery in town, you can't be a member of this church because they produce cans for beer companies. What do you think about that? And my response was, there'll be more people in hell for lack of cash than because of those cans. And I said, if I'm going to kick anybody else, it's going to be the people that don't tithe. Cash, finances, facility, faculty. Very, very important. Hope this helped you. Miracle offerings. It can be done. I had a pastor friend of mine out in California raise $2 million in a miracle offering. $2 million. That is a lot of money, but a lot can be done. He built an auditorium Brother Esposito, what a great man he was. All right. Well, God bless you. Thank you for being a part. Now, listen, tomorrow's Saturday, soul winning time. You're going to have to win souls. Get out there. You win souls. And then you join us every Friday at 3:00 Central Time for Ministry Moments. And God bless you. Thank you for joining me.